Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and tired.
And I'm Al
John. Very tired.
Yes. I'm with you 110%. I'm Al John Go, a lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, musician, and also 75% Mandalorian, 25%, Grey Jedi. Is that cool? Yeah.
Solid.
There you go.
And I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, dragon with a girl tattoo. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we've got some news, we've got some updates, and of course, my favorite thing to talk about, a new Dole Whip.
Ooh.
Whoa. Very nice.
So let's just jump right in. Let's dive right in.
All right.
Time for tastings and seminars at Disneyland's 2024 Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes.
This cat is that it's in your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. And I know
you try to go there whenever you can for this festival.
I do enjoy this one. This is a good one. And Dapper Day falls right in the middle of this one. So always a plus. Food and Wine at Disneyland falls after the Lunar New Year, which comes in the next few weeks, March 1st through April 22nd. And this year, there are going to be some tastings and seminars you can sign up for. These will take place at Sonoma Terrace. And they are as follows. Beverage Education and Tasting Seminars, hosted by Bricia Lopez, Gail Gutteza. If I butchered that, I'm sorry. This is a Michelada Tasting Seminar from noon to 12:45 on March 2nd and March 3rd. A Beer and Education Tasting Seminar from noon to 12:45 on March 9th and 10th with Crown and Hops Brewing Co., on March 16th and 17th with Ballast Point Brewing Co., on March 23rd and 24th with Brewheim, March 30th and 31st with Stone Brewing, April 6th and 7th with Unsung Brewing Co., and April 13th and 14th with Pizza Port Brewing Co.
That's an interesting name for a brewing place. Pizza Port.
Hey, man. I love it. Over at Ballast Point Brewery at Downtown Disney, they're doing an Ethel M. chocolate and wine pairing.
Ooh.
These events take place from noon to 12:45 on April 20th and April 21st.
By the way, you remember I got you those Ethel M. chocolates from Las Vegas that one year?
They were very good.
They're so good.
Kristen, tell us about the mixology seminars.
Yes, they take place from 2 to 2:45, and March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, they're going to be featuring Carthay Circle Restaurant.
Yeah.
March 8th, 9th, and 10th is going to be Lamplight Lounge. 15th, 16th, and 17th is going to be featuring Blind Rabbit. And then the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th will be featuring Hollywood Lounge.
Very nice.
March 29th, 30th, and 31st is going to be Truly LA. April 5th, 6th, and 7th is Oga's Cantina. April 12th, 13th, and 14th is Bad Birdie of Kudu Owl. And then April 19th, 20th, and 21st is Lauren L.P. Paylor of Drink Masters.
Nice. Nice variety. Mm-hmm.
The Wine Seminars Fuzzy Tauntaun at Oga's Cantina is going to be taking place from 4 to 4:45. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is Avon Soul Winery with Sharon Cannon. March 8th, 9th, and 10th is Kobler Estate Winery with Mike Kobler. March 15th, 16th, and 17th is Baja Wine with Jared Gutierrez. Then we have on March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, Sierra's Ranch Wine featuring Taylor Sierra's. And then March 29th, 30th, 31st is Lombardi Wines with Tony Lombardi. April 5th, 6th, and 7th is Chenoweth Wines with Amy Chenoweth. April 12th, 13th, 14th is Floor Springs Winery and Vineyards with Nat Combs. April 19th, 20th, and 21st is Brown Estate. The tasting and seminars, you'll have to sign up on the day of the event, and everybody in your group must be 21 or older. Al John Carthay Circle Winemaker Receptions. What's going on with that?
Okay. So you're going to have those winemaker receptions with Jared Gutierrez of Baja Wine. And each wine will be paired with an appetizer created by the Carthay Circle culinary team. That takes place March 15th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. This is a hard ticket event and $175 per person plus tax and gratuities. So please keep that in mind. But sounds like a great time. And you'll also have another event, the Carthay Circle Winemaker Reception with Tony Lombardi of Lombardi Wines. You'll get to sample four of the Lombardi wines paired with an appetizer created by, once again, the Carthay Circle culinary team. This one takes place on the 29th of March from 6 to 7:30. This is $175 per person plus tax and gratuities. And then you also have a winemaker reception with Nat Combs of the Flora Springs Napa Valley Family Estate. Once again, pairing four of their estate wines paired with appetizers from the Carthay Circle team. So this one takes place April 12th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Also $175 per person. And Kat.
Oh, wait, so hold on real quick.
Did I miss something?
These events can also be made on the day of.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Of course, everyone in the group has to be 21 and over. Of course, first come, first serve. So you better get there early to take advantage of these limited seating events. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd hate for you to miss out and get there. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, we missed out. Okay, at the hotels. Kat,
mm-hmm.
What do we have?
So this year, the hotels are going to also be participating in the Food and Wine Festival festivities, a gastronomic journey at Napa Rose, a feast for your senses, starts with a reception with sparkling wine, hors d'oeuvres, and live jazz, and then you'll enjoy a group-seated five-course tasting menu with curated wine pairings from the Peter Michael Winery. Patrick Kirchen, Napa Rose Wine Director, will join winemaker Robert Fiore to share stories about each wine. This one takes place April 11th from 5:45 to 8 p.m. And this is $350 per person. It includes a five-hour complimentary valet parking.
Nice.
Yeah. And reservations for this event are required. They are limited and they are available now.
Ow.
So if you are interested in going to that, I would suggest getting on making one of those reservations.
Sounds like fun.
And you cannot, yeah. And considering it is $350, you cannot dress in your park attire.
No, you need to be, they have a dress code. You can find that dress code online, but I would say it probably includes no tank tops or shorts.
Probably college.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
A mixology class at Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Lounge will be offered
Ooh,
this
that sounds like
year.
fun.
Yes, you can enjoy your cocktail and indulge in hors d'oeuvres, and there will be a tiki mug take-home souvenir.
I want.
Yes, this one is offered 3 times a day, 11, 1, and 4 p.m., March 11th, 25th, April 8th, and 22nd, and is $159 per person, plus tax and gratuities. And reservations can also be made for those classes.
I would expect to see those tiki mugs going for more than that $159.
Yes, definitely, for sure. And finally, over at the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa Food and Wine Experience, you can meet the chefs and sommeliers of the Grand California Hotel, along with wine industry experts in an indoor-outdoor culinary experience at Hurstell Lodge at the Grand California. You'll sip on a curated selection of wines from Silverado Trails that will be paired with plates from the hotel culinary team. And that one is on April 19th from 2 to 5 p.m. And it is $250 per person. But this one only includes a 3-hour complimentary valet parking.
But it's from 2 to 5. So
Yes,
what
so you will
happens
have to
if I
pay
get
for
there 15
something.
minutes early?
Yeah, you can't.
Then I leave
Sorry.
15 minutes late.
They might catch us some
Too
slack.
bad. So sad.
They just don't
That will be
want you to be
100
there all
extra
day.
dollars. All
They just
day,
don't want you to be there
exactly.
all day to pay for it. You know?
Basically.
We'll take three down
But
three
yeah,
bill.
I'm glad that so many of these classes and so many new classes are coming back this year for food and wine.
Yes.
Hopefully, we'll see Orlando follow suit and bring back some of their seminars this year.
Yeah.
I think the one at the Hearthstone Lounge would be a lot of fun to attend.
Yes, I think Trader Sam's, though, would be my pick.
They
Oh,
also have that.
yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah, that
mean,
would be my first choice.
yeah.
Yeah.
Trader Sam sounds like a lot
Just
of
because
fun.
it's that's pure just like fun and yeah.
Well, plus you have a tiki home mug as a souvenir.
Yeah.
Tiki mug. So that's great. But then, I look at the Grand Californian and I look at that and I'm thinking, wow, you have like their head chef, which is amazing. So yeah, it's probably going to be an amazing event. You'll be there for like 5 hours. So that's going to be amazing. But they all sound great, let's be honest. Okay. Moving on, 24 things coming in 2024. Look at these types of things coming to the Disney parks. Now, this is some of the stuff we've talked about in the past. Like, I'm looking forward to Tiana's Bayou Adventure at the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resorts. And this looks really fun. Of course, this is the overhaul of, Splash Mountain. So this is going to be great. They're going to overlay the Tiana experience on top of that. And Tiana is going to be guiding you through New Orleans, which is, of course, her home. And we're going to see a bunch of little critters along the trail that'll no doubt surprise and delight. Yes, I have no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to it. So hopefully that'll be coming out before the year's end. That should be a lot of fun. They can't complete it fast enough, is what I'm saying, gang.
The
Kristen.
next one is the new Star Tours attraction, Characters and Stories.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Yes, I am hoping that we get to see Grogu and Djarin, because that would
Possibly, but I can
be
tell you that Rosario Dawson, I think, leaked the fact that she's going to be doing some Ahsoka on it. I think. Kat, I don't know
give
if
me the
you're going
purgles. Give me the
to have the
purgles.
purples.
That's all I want out of this is purgles. That's it. I don't care if anything else happens. If it becomes the purgle ride, I'll be happy.
Yeah, put the star speeder in the Purrgles and have galactic
Perfect.
whales warp you
Yes.
to a galaxy, another galaxy far, far, far away.
Anywhere, anywhere. Tesco's. Let's go. I'm in.
Meet up with Ezra, meet up with Ahsoka,
Oh,
hang out with the
yes.
Purrgles, and who knows, maybe there's a blue man at the end of that rainbow. So
Mm-hmm.
that's Anyway.
April 5th through June 2nd is Season of the Force. It will be arriving again in Disneyland. So you will have Hyperspace Mountain and all the cool merchandise and themed food and drinks and all the things.
I'm glad they're doing Season of the Force. That's great. Anyway, yes. Kat?
Number three is Pixar Fest at the Disneyland Resort, of course, April 26th through August 4th. Celebrating friendship with colorful decor, themed entertainment, and more. There's going to be an all-new sculpture that is reminiscent of the Tower of the Four Winds over at Small World that features Pixar pals like Woody and Buzz. It's going to be on Main Street USA, of course. And the all-new California Adventure Daytime Parade, Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration, will debut at DCA and at Disneyland Park. The emotional Together Forever, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular, returns with some new scenes, including May Lee and her friends from Turning Red, of course. It says that we also may be able to encounter Ember and Wade from Elemental, and I do know for a fact that Red Panda May will be making her U.S. debut in this parade, and I have never been so excited for something incredible.
Boots and socks, you know, whatever. Never met nobody like you. I can start singing that. Yeah. It's cool. And yeah, Turning Red, that's fun. And
don't get that stuck in my head.
I know, it's just so good. And then I'm all, you know,
it does sound like she says boots and cats. Boots and cats.
It sounds good. Ember and Wade, I have to say that Elemental is probably one of the sleeper movies of last year. Really, really enjoyed Elemental so much. I could relate to it. So anyway, I'm a big fan of those movies. So good times. Okay. Pixar themed hotel at Disneyland Resort, gang. So they have Paradise Pier Hotel officially transform and roll out to Pixar Place Hotel on January 30th, just a few days away, becoming the first fully Pixar animated hotel in the U.S. It's 15 stories overlooking DCA and will offer guests inspired by the artistry of Pixar, including the new Great Maple Restaurant, a rooftop pool area, a play court, and more. They've got new guest rooms and reimagined lobby and more. So this is, I think, long overdue. So another great reason to check out the Pixar-themed hotel. Kristen?
Fantasmic is returning to Disneyland. Whoa. On May 24th. Fantasmic will once again be on Rivers of America, and it's going to feature new special effects, a new battle scene between Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent, plus the return of the iconic Peter Pan scene.
Yay.
Yes.
Nice. Looking forward to that.
Ooh, the next one I'm looking forward to.
Me too. It's Communicore Plaza and Communicore Hall opening at Epcot. It is part of the multi-year transformation of Epcot and will be completed, and these new spaces will extend the Epcot festivals and provide a new home for additional exhibits and entertainment and of space to gather with family and friends. They just opened the center area over there at Epcot, and this is a continuation of that, and I can't wait to see what it looks like. I'm so excited for Epcot.
Yeah.
The prettiest girl in school.
Take down those construction walls.
Get rid of them.
Yes, I'm so ready for the new Epcot. The reimagined Little Mermaid show at DCA is going to be happening. So, did I say DCA? I'm sorry. Disney's Hollywood Studios, wrong coast.
Oh, yes.
So check out the new theatrical production inspired by Walt Disney Animation Studios classic, The Little Mermaid, coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios. The reimagined show will feature stunning set pieces, cutting edge effects, a bold new design, and aesthetic that captures Ariel's imagination and emotions through her unique view of the world around her. More to come. I have to wonder if this reimagined Little Mermaid show, it looks like from the concept art that it is based on the animated Little Mermaid. instead of the live action Little Mermaid, just because Flounder looks like the animated version and Ariel's got the, you know, and Ariel and Eric is more of the Renaissance animated film versus the live action film. Although I did like the live action film. So,
as did I.
Yeah. All right. What else we got, Kristen?
All day park hopping and dining plan returning.
What?
Yes.
All day park hopping?
Yes.
Whoa.
So as of January 9th, which will be today, right? The day,
yeah,
the day this comes out. Over at Walt Disney World, you will have park hopping benefits. If you have a ticket with it or your annual pass, you will be able to once again visit another park at any time of the day. Yay. Yes, I am so glad that the no park hopping until 2 o'clock. Goodbye.
Abolished.
Also, the Disney dining plans have returned, which is very nice.
Yeah.
So you will be able to choose from either the quick service option or the original Disney dining plan. However, unfortunately, the deluxe dining plan has gone way of the past.
That's a shame. I really like
that
one.
Sadness from me because I enjoyed that plan very much.
I guess we're going to have to talk
about
that.
There have been some changes to these plans from slightly from what they were in the past, but very similar to what you remember of the quick service plan and the Disney dining plan itself. So, yes, I am so glad about all of that.
Yeah. Number 9. Country Bear Jamboree is getting a refresh at Walt Disney World, and I've never been so upset.
Okay.
New Country Bears.
Gonna ask if
what?
I was gonna ask whether you were upset at this or not.
I'm devastated. I'm absolutely devastated. I'm devastated.
The old Country Bears.
Ugh, Country Bears is just, it's so good and it's so silly. And I'm not a country music fan, but I do love those stupid bears. And
yeah.
The Country Bears is going to debut new songs and a new act that pays homage to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, which I absolutely respect, but I'm not sure I have any patience for. It will still have the same fun and friendly tone. Obviously, it's animatronic bears, but it will introduce reinterpreted Disney songs in different genres of country music like rockabilly, bluegrass, pop country, and other styles. All I have to say is the last thing I need in my life is the pop country version of Frozen, Let It Go.
It's going to be there. I hear,
and it's gonna be there 100%. We're gonna get a pop country version of Let It Go, we're gonna get a rockabilly version of I Just Can't Wait to Be King, and we're gonna get a bluegrass version of Reflection from Mulan, and I'll just be there sobbing silently into my popcorn.
I don't know, but I think a rockabilly Elvis version of I Just Can't Wait to Be King,
it's gonna happen.
That'd be cool.
Get ready for it.
Yeah, it might happen.
Get ready for it.
Although I will miss Blood in the Saddle. I will.
Oh, my tears fall like wine. Why?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that just, you know what happens is they're going to do this show and then they're going to do a revival for the old show and then everybody will come back for it. You know, just like
it's gonna be like,
for like 5 minutes.
It's going to be like the Tiki Room.
For sure. For sure.
And who knows? Who knows if this is going to last? But we'll find out now, won't we? I will be going to the new Country Bear when we go this year. Hopefully we get a chance to go back with the kiddos this year. They'll probably dig it, but we'll see. Okay. They've got a cake bake shop at Disney's Boardwalk. They've got one coming early this year. And it's going to be the Cake Bake Shop, a whimsical table service restaurant and bakery with a French flair. And the bake shop has counters lined beautifully with displayed handmade cakes, cookies, macaroons, brownies, dessert bars, pies, cheesecakes. And they are known for other locations, celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, baby showers, weddings. It's a great time to be spent with family and friends. And Gwendolyn Rogers is the founder. She seems like a pretty cool person. She's down with it. She's definitely a cake boss in her own right. So I'm looking forward to this new bake shop at the boardwalk.
So speaking of French macaroons,
Oh, yeah.
Kat, have you
Yes.
had the macaroons at Costco? They are gluten-free.
Yes, I have had the macaroons at Costco. The ones that are heart-shaped for Valentine's Day are my favorite.
We have not had those
You
yet.
have to have those. You have to. They're amazing.
We got the
We got the
sampler.
big.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh
Yeah,
my
they
gosh.
have
And I said
really good macaroons.
they're gluten-free. We have to
Yeah, we have
ask.
to ask
We have
Kat.
to ask Kat, because if she hasn't had them, she needs to get them.
Oh yeah. At Valentine's Day, that's what I bring to all my Valentine's Day events with my friends, is those macaroons, because they're so good.
They're hit. Yeah, because they are so good. I love the red velvet ones, but Kristen's a big fan of the pistachio, of course.
Of course.
But they are all
Followed by the white chocolate almond.
Ooh, yes.
Those are
And
very
they
good.
had what? Hazelnut and creme brulee.
Hazelnut's my favorite, always.
It's
Which
all
one's your
about
favorite?
Hazelnut. I love hazelnut anything, everything.
Nutella coming your way, girl.
Yeah.
That was ranked at my third one.
That's good.
I see a theme in mine with those. Hazelnut, almond, and pistachio.
All good.
All nutty.
Yep.
All right, gang. My feed's been blowing up with Run Disney posts. So Run Disney returns to Disneyland Resort plus a new Halloween theme event. So just right around the corner from this January 11th through the 14th, it's sold out over the Disneyland Half Marathon weekend, featuring 4 days of fun. Now, later in the year, Run Disney will be making its way to the Walt Disney World Resort for the Halloween Half Marathon. Oh, I'm sorry, that would be Disneyland. I'm sorry. And then taking place September 5th through 8th, they've got 4 days of events, including yoga, kid races, 5, 10, and half marathons, or I say 5K, 10K, and then half marathon challenges for the Halloween season. So,
All themed
all
Halloween.
themed for Halloween.
I can't wait.
Excuse me.
This is going to be the second one I want to do, because I want to do food and wine. Now I'm going to have to add that at some point in my life, I got to do the Halloween one.
Yes.
Yes. And get those medals.
Goals.
You got goals. All right.
Fantasy Springs at Tokyo DisneySea will
Ooh.
open on June 6th. This is
Exciting.
going to be themed to a magical springs leading to a world of Disney fantasy. The eighth themed port of Tokyo DisneySea will feature three incredible areas. It's going to have Rapunzel's Forest, Peter Pan's Neverland, and Frozen Kingdom. Very nice. It will also include the opening of Fantasy Springs Hotel, which will integrate directly with the park. Very nice. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my
Looks
gosh.
really,
Can't
really
wait.
nice. The Tokyo Disney Resort is one of the most immaculate and magical places on the face of the earth. I've been there only once, but I can tell you it was so much fun. And I can't wait to go again. Hopefully, this is one of our bucket list things, Kat, that we've got to do as a family is just go to the Tokyo Disney Resort. It's so good.
It
I've been waiting for this to book my trip.
There you go. There you go. It'll be worth it. Can't wait to hear your report on it whenever you get a
Yeah.
chance to go, because it's great. I love Japan. Love Japan. Disneyland Hotel. Is that me? Oh,
No.
is it Kat? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kat.
It's cat.
Whatever, I don't remember.
Ah, it's fine.
Disneyland Paris, Disneyland Hotel will be reopening on January 25th. The five-star hotel interior has undergone a complete reimagination, from its luxury rooms and suites to gourmet dining and more. Inspired by Disney royal stories such as Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Sword in the Stone, Little Mermaid, et cetera, ad nauseum, the tradition of Disney storytelling can be found in every last detail of Disneyland Hotel's decor. I'm excited to see
I
that.
love how many different stories they're including
Yeah.
in this. Of course, I would want to stay in a Beauty and the Beast room.
Of course.
That's kind of a given. Probably followed by The Princess and the Frog or Tangled.
I'll stay in any one of these rooms. Ryan, the Last Dragon. Yeah, I'm down with that. I'd like a little Aquafina in my life. That's fun. You know?
It's the year of the dragon, so.
The Year of the Dragon. It's the, yes. Sisu, help a brother out.
I'm not a
And
big Frozen person, but the Frozen room that they show looks very
it
beautiful.
looks
It'll
like the cartoon. It looks like the movie. Looks like the bed.
very
It's like,
Nordic.
looks so good. I mean, come on. It's so good. Speaking of things that are good, the one of the biggest Disney ships of the line, the Disney Cruise Line, the Disney Treasure, is going to go online, debuting in December of this year, gang. And so this amazing ship will be bringing to life these captivating stories from Disney Animation, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, and of course the rest of the parks, with reimagined spaces and new venues. And the Disney Treasure sets sail for a 7-night Eastern Caribbean voyage from Port Canaveral, Florida, this December 21st, followed by inaugural season of 7-night itineraries to Eastern and Western Caribbean destinations from Port Canaveral. So this is great. The Disney Treasure, and a lot has been said about this ship. We've talked about it. I've seen the travel video. It looks amazing. And of course, you can book with Kristen to get on this inaugural
So what
sailing.
time I think it is?
Oh, is it time for this?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it. Disney has got a brand new travel deal since we're talking about the Disney Cruise Line. Yes, you can book your Disney Cruise Line with Kristen. She is an avid cruiser, intrepid park traveler, and world traveler. And now she's got a deal for you that you can't refuse. It's too good of a deal, Kristen.
It is time for everybody's favorite travel deal, and it is a free dining
Free, free,
plan.
free, free.
Yay! So, if you are a Disney Plus subscriber and you book a non-discounted 4-night, 4-day Walt Disney package that includes your room, theme park tickets with park hopper option, for most nights, July 1st through September 30th, you will get the Disney dining plan for free. Now, if you are staying at a Disney Deluxe or Deluxe Villa, you will receive the Disney dining plan. If you are staying at a moderate or a value resort, you will get the quick service dining plan for free. You must provide proof that you are a Disney Plus subscriber. So when you call me and you want to book this, I will be requesting some information from you because Disney is making sure that you are a Disney Plus subscriber. So if you are not, go ahead, do it now. I mean, you're going to get this great travel deal. And who doesn't want free dining? Because pretty much everybody wants free dining. So,
Love it.
yes.
All right. So, how can people go ahead and book that trip?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
I had to put the Logie theme in here just for you, Kristen. You like that?
Yes.
Little trap beat.
Speaking of Loki,
How do you
Kat, for
say?
Christmas, I got the
Magic the
Loki
call
jacket.
doesn't plead.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And you have the Wanda jacket too. I got you Wanda.
Yes. But we're talking about Loki.
Yeah, it's true.
We weren't talking about Wanda.
Okay. We don't talk about Wanda. That was
No,
horrible.
no, no.
It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. Well.
No.
Yes.
Okay, Disney's Lookout Cay in the Bahamas.
What?
It is Disney's newest one-of-a-kind retreat on the island of Eleuthera in the Bahamas. It will be open.
I can't believe they have a new island.
It's a celebration of Bahamian storytelling, artistry, and culture. It's going to be a vibrant island retreat at Lighthouse Point. So I am very excited about this. We got sneak peeks of what this island had, was possibly going to have to offer back at D23 when Joe Rohde was there and he showed his travels and, you know, him getting to learn all about this island. So it's a shame he's not there to be at the finalization of it all.
He'll be there in spirit.
He's left his mark there.
Oh, he's left his mark on a lot of Disney places. That's for sure. All right, is it me?
Nope.
Oh, Kat. I'm sorry, Kat. I'm stealing your thunder. Go ahead. You're on mute, Kat. She's on mute. Is she
You somehow muted yourself.
How about now?
Oh, now yeah, we good. Hear you.
How did that even happen?
I don't know.
It switched my speakers from my microphone to something else without me touching anything. Anyway, even though my speaker and computer don't want me to tell you about it, Pixar Day at Sea and Marvel Day at Sea are coming back with the Disney Cruise Line. In January, these two themed sailings are returning for Pixar Day at Sea. Pixar Stories will come to life on the Disney Fantasy. You can participate in a cowboy sing-along breakfast with Toy Story, Crush's Totally Awesome Pool Party, themed activities and treats, and a Pixar Pals dance party on the upper decks. Of course, character encounters and a deck show starring the Incredibles. Ooh. For Marvel Day at Sea on the Disney Dream out of Fort Lauderdale, the largest assembly of Marvel superheroes and villains on land or at sea will gather for Marvel Day for an action-packed day that will unlock your inner superhero as you sail. These offerings are included in the price of the cruise and don't take the place of any of the other regular favorites. So this is just an add-on. If you're on these cruises where these are featured, you get to go and see all this stuff, and it's going to be great. I'm very jealous.
I want to do the Marvel Day at Sea, of course. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. That would be a lot of fun.
Yes. Oh, these look good. Look at the cabins at Fort Wilderness Resort. So they've got this summer, this year, the newest Disney Vacation Club Resort cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort will open. And it's tucked away in the peaceful woodlands of the Walt Disney World Resort. The refreshed cabins will make a relaxing retreat where you can enjoy the comforts of home while staying in the great outdoors.
These look so cool.
So they look like so much fun.
I want to do these now. Like, I saw them before and I was like, no, not for me. But these look amazing.
Yeah, it looks really
good. They look so cool.
They really do.
And like the kids' bunk beds. Our kids would love that.
I know. It gives me ideas. I've got ideas. But
let's win the lottery.
And if that wasn't enough, I'll continue on to this one too. The new Disney Vacation Member Lounge at Walt Disney World. So construction on a brand new DVC Member Lounge will begin this year. And it's going to be a great place for members to recharge and relax during their day at the park. So I don't know exactly where this is going to be.
It doesn't say. It
doesn't really say. But
secret.
There's plenty of different lounges at Walt Disney World Resort. I'm sure they can carve out a place for DVC members.
The current one is in the Imagination Pavilion upstairs at Epcot. So I would assume it would be at one of the other.
Yeah, it could very well be, it could be at Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
So who knows? Okay.
Adventures by Disney in Columbia.
Whoa.
Yes. So, of course, Encanto, an Academy Award-winning film, takes place in Colombia. So now they're going to go to the country so you can see the place and the cultures that inspired the movie. So you go to the capital city of Bogota and you'll explore the beautiful country beginning at Palo Quemao Market, where you'll see a bountiful flowers and colorful fruits and veggies. You'll also visit a fourth generation coffee farm in the coffee region, and you'll learn about the harvesting and roasting of the beans and how that makes for the perfect cup of coffee.
It's right up your alley.
So, yes. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It does.
Let's see. Cat Story Living by Disney in California. What?
So in 2024, Story Living by Disney will welcome its first home buyers in the Cotino community, currently underway in Rancho Mirage, California, which I believe is just south of Los Angeles, but I could be wrong. It's a community of first ever community of Story Living by Disney. Bring out the company's legacy of placemaking and attention to detail. And residents will be able to live there in this one-of-a-kind place. And I don't really know a lot about this, but it sounds really interesting.
So,
and it seems like it will be the first of many of these types of things.
So this is different than the what is it? The Oaks, Golden Oaks.
Golden Oaks, yeah.
Because Disney is basically licensing to custom home builders. That's my understanding. So we have a developer that had purchased the land over there in Rancho Mirage and is developing it with, I guess, they already have the stock plans for a community with the different homes and the different trim levels of the different homes. So they're building out this whole entire community. It's going to have, it's not like Celebration was, it's going to be a little bit different, but it does have a community center, and but it's all done, I guess, conceptually by Imagineers.
Cool.
So they're just like, here's this plan, here are these trims, here's the community we plan. Developers buy in and license that, all these concepts, and then they plop it down right there in this community. So this is going to be, I guess, the first of many different Disney licensed communities.
Interesting.
Yeah. But these homes, they look amazing. I mean, I wish I could afford to live there. It looks like fun. But anyway, that's my understanding. If I'm wrong, please email me and we'll talk about it.
It is located between Cathedral City and Palm Desert.
So, yeah. South of Los Angeles.
South of LA. There you go. New Disney Eats and Stitch Attack's snack collection.
So this is where like the old stars used to live, like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bing Crosby, Sammy Davis Jr. Okay. All those people used to live there. Just in case you were wondering.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. So the Disney Eats and Stitch Attack snacks merchandise, Kristen, this looks awesome. On the 9th, today, Stitch Attack Snacks merchandise is available every month.
Gosh.
This year, theme plush and pin set will be available at Shop Disney featuring Stitch with many different tasty treats.
That popcorn one is hilarious.
This is so great. Cute. It's very cute, and I like Stitch, and our kids love Stitch, so there you have it. They will also be found on Shop Disney app as well as the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World Resort. So you can check out that merchandise. So I guess we're going to have 12 months of buying Stitch themed food stuffies. On the 16th of January, Disney Eats Snacks Collection launches the first delightful merchandise drop for Shop Disney and the Disney parks. This collection will feature various themed items and delectable styles throughout the year. Snack Goals is one of the shirts I see, and it has, of course, Disney graphics that have the Mickey waffle, Disney popcorn, turkey leg, the premium bar, hamburger, Dole Whip, you know, churros, and the list goes on and on for the snack attack for snack goals. And Kristen, it looks like a shirt that you got to have. I hope that it's...
Oh my gosh, this merchandise is going
to
kill me.
I hope it's cut to a female cut because the male shirt looks pretty dope.
The all I'm going to say is those Stitch snacks.
Yeah.
Jack is going to go crazy.
Tarts
he on. Is going to want every single one that is that's
he will
stuffed.
Want every single one, but you're the one that is going to have to show him that because he's going to be like, "Mommy, Me want Stitchy. I'm like, of course you want Stitch. Of course.
He sleeps with three Stitches. He's got three various sizes of Stitch, and all three have to go in the bed. Same with Grogu. He has three Grogus. They all have to go in the bed.
Yeah, it's like the three sizes of, you know, drinks over there at Starbucks. It's insane.
I love it.
Hey, Kat, are you a gamer?
I'm not.
Okay. I was going to say, this is right up your alley, but it's not.
No, it's not.
This looks right up my alley.
It is right up yours. Kristen, tell us about it.
You know, we should have swapped.
We should have. Sorry. I wasn't reading ahead. Sorry.
If you are a Star Wars fan, Star Wars Outlaws, the open world Star Wars game, is set to release this year. It lets you explore distant planets across the galaxy, both iconic and new ones. You can risk it all as K-Vess in Emerging Scoundrels Seeking Freedom. And the means to start a new life along with her companion Nyx.
There you go.
So,
yeah. I used to play the Star Wars.
Oh, you Star used Wars to do game. A lot of.
I used to.
I don't know what the game is you play on your phone all the time now, but you're all about that, whatever it is.
Emoji Blitz.
No, that's Kristen.
Oh my God.
I love that game. I've
been playing that for like 20 years. See, it's
seriously, me too.
Yes. How long have you been playing Emoji Blitz for? It's been
a
like
year. 10. I think a year after it came out.
So
it came out in 2015.
Oh, Lord. That's a long time. Emoji Blitz. It's
addictive.
Game. It's like Bejeweled.
But you know what it is? It's great for somebody who has ADHD, because the kind of game that you like to play, if you have ADHD, that game, you're like, you know, you're searching for something and you're like, after 20 minutes, you're like, what am I doing again? This is boring. I'm on to the next thing. This other game, it's 60 seconds unless you add the extra time and you get 65 seconds. And then the game is done, and you have instant gratification of you get something.
I want,
and then
know.
You go to the you can play it again, and yes, it gives you it gives you what you need if you have a short attention span.
I want to know I want to know how many hours you've devoted playing that game since 2015.
A lot.
Yeah,
for me, for sure, it's a lot.
You know what? I played it for a few months, and I'm like, this is great. But then I got bored.
How do you get bored with this game?
I just got bored with it.
Let me see.
What level are you on?
That's what I'm going to pull up.
So I'm just so you know, I'm playing Astro Kings, and it's basically you know, a game where you build your starship community. That's all.
Okay, let's see.
That's what I'm playing.
Let's see where I'm at.
My phone. Anyway.
Right. I'm pulling this up.
Okay.
Kat, let's talk about D23.
It's the best. It's the best time of the year. It's the best time in 2024, D23. The ultimate Disney fan event is coming back to Anaheim, California. It's one of our favorite times of the year. And from August 9th to 11th, this one-of-a-kind event that happens every other year will have spectacular shows, new venues, and multiple days of entertainment and experiences. On the 8th of August, D23 kickoff will take place at Disneyland Resort, followed by shopping, exhibits, panels, presentations, and more at the Anaheim Convention Center during the day. And the fun this year will extend into the evening at the Honda Center.
What?
The bigger home to marquee shows.
Or the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, and also the Anaheim Ducks.
I mean, it's
tickets. Great. Yeah, tickets will go on sale in the spring of 2024. More details are still to come, but you will hopefully see me or all of us there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Hong Kong. at this event, and we love D23. It's our favorite time to celebrate being Disney fans with other Disney fans. And I can't wait. I think it's going to be a really fun year. I can't wait to see what they are going to have for us at the Honda Center of all places.
I know. That's crazy.
I'd
put the Marvel panel at the Honda Center, y'all. We all want to go. Seats like 17,000. It'll be fine.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of moving and shaking going on in the world of Marvel Studios right now.
Yes,
with there the is. Only film of 2024 being Deadpool, which they are literally pouring everything into at this point. Yep. So,
to answer your question, I am level 208.
Oh, Kristen, I'm level 754.
Oh my gosh. Well, I also had to go.
Gee.
I also it's went bad. Like a year without playing it because of, you know, the kiddos. Trying to.
But even if you added another 100 level, Kat still has you beat by 500 levels.
I played a lot. I got Baby Hercules today. I was very happy.
I just saw that Baby Hercules is on there.
You guys in the emoji blitz. This episode of Dining at Disney Podcast brought to you by
Jam City. Sponsor us.
I want to know how many levels there are to it.
I don't know. At least
if you are out there and you have more levels than Kat, tell us what level you're on.
I was going
to
say,
I want to know.
Well, a couple things before we move on to our very last bit of business.
I think we should skip the last thing.
Okay.
We can skip Shanghai.
Whatever.
We can
skip Shanghai. Whatever.
Yeah, it's going long enough.
So I was going to say public domain, Steamboat Willie Mickey fell into public domain last week and already is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's just like last year with Blood and Honey with Winnie the Pooh and that horrible horror movie that we saw that I can't get my life back. I can't get those 2 hours of my life back. Blood and Honey. Avoid it at all costs. It's the worst. And I can't believe there's a sequel coming out. But apparently,
hey, enough people liked it.
I guess. I mean, it probably took $500 to make, and they're probably going to make it, and they're making another one for another $500. And it's
going to be
a piece of crap. It feels like to me that Blood and Honey, just so you know, Kat, did you see Blood and Honey?
I did, in fact.
Okay. Did you feel like they gave up after 5 minutes and said, okay, well, this is the kind of movie we're going to make? And
yes, absolutely.
They totally gave up.
They had a built-in audience, and it didn't matter what the movie was or about.
No, it's like
you said Winnie the Pooh horror movie, and like 50% of the audience was locked in no matter what. It didn't matter.
Right? Oh, we went in thinking it was going to be Scream and left, you know, that it was a, you know, basically.
Troll. It's Troll 2.
Yeah. Oh, it's worse than Troll 2. It's worse than Troll 2. Troll 2, at least I can, you know, there's a documentary made about Troll 2.
That's good.
You know, because it's hilarious. But this, I don't even, it's not even hilarious. Like I said, I can't get them.
Was it Jennifer Aniston that was in
Troll 2? Was she in Troll 2? Yeah. She was just in Troll. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't remember. She's in Gremlins. I know that. Leprechaun.
Oh, Leprechaun. Okay.
That's right. She did Leprechaun.
Leprechaun, Trolls.
Different.
Tomato, potato. Oh. It's fine.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. Steamboat Willie Mickey in this crazy video game, which is horrible. And then, of course, this other movie that will also be horrible. So, you know, whatever.
The Duolingo Owl posted a photo of him as Steamboat Willie today.
Oh, that's great.
The Duolingo Owl has jumped on that train. I was like, wow, this is where we're at now? Perfect. Love
this
that
is where
for
we're
us.
At. And you know what? Love that's fine. Us. You know, that's why in the 100 years video that Disney made, they ended up doing Mickey, not as Steamboat Willie Mickey, but as, you know, Mickey from the 1980s / late 70s.
Yeah.
They have to make use of the IP and use that animation style in order to keep it relevant and do something with it. There's always a reason, right? There's always a reason. That's why I make guitars sometimes and I bring them out and people are like, why are you doing that again? It's like, I have to protect our IP. It's part of my job.
Truth.
Okay.
It's all about the money.
We talked about Mickey, and there was another piece of business that we were going to talk about, Disney, and I forgot what it was, but I guess it wasn't
only the most important thing that's happened today. There's a new Dole Whip float.
No!
Yes, that's what it was.
It's the Little Mermaid float.
Oh yeah.
The Little Mermaid float at my favorite place, Swirls on the Water.
Yes.
It is a Dole Whip cherry and lime swirled into Sprite with strawberry boba, rock candy, seashells, and a little edible chocolate Ariel image.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun.
I love it. Google it out. It's so cute.
It is cute.
Look for it.
It's so cute.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
I was going to say, you can type it in.
I can't type it in.
The link. I put the link in the thing.
Oh.
It's in there.
The show notes.
You know. It's so cute.
There you go. See?
It's
$6.49, which I think is a bargain, personally.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're at Disney Springs and you're feeling like a little tart treat, head on over to Swirls at the Water. Keep that place open. I really enjoy it.
Oh, yes. Nice. We went and had the Halloween one.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the flight?
No, we did not do the flight.
Yeah.
Should have done the flight.
Next time.
Real good.
Time. Yeah, that Little Mermaid float looks legit, y'all. Looks so cute. Good. It looks really good. Oh, makes me want to have one right now. I love Dole Whip floats, and it looks so refreshing and fruity and very good. Yes. So yes. I'm down with that.
Please.
What else do we have, gang?
I think that's it.
I think that's basically it. You know, they do have a Foodie Guide to Zootopia opening December. It's already opened. It's Zootopia at Shanghai. Mm-hmm. And let me just make mention that the food looks amazing. There. It's all miniature stuff like Zootopia, the mini pies and the donuts.
I love the
raspberry.
Like,
the little
big cake pop.
Yeah. Exactly.
The like elephant Jumbo's Cafe. Yeah.
Yeah. Jumbo's Cafe. That's good. And the little pops and everything.
Everything's so cute.
Judy Hops. I love it.
They do such great things out there.
They really do.
Paw print thing.
Yep, the little popsicle.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the little carrots on a stick and the popsicles and the little
everything
looks freaking great. I mean, Judy and Nick are probably one of my favorite new characters of the Disney, like new Disney. Like I really love Zootopia. Zootopia is so much fun. And I can't wait for the sequel to come out, right?
Same.
Zootopia is just great. And more Shakira, please, because the world needs more Shakira. Shakira. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
That's all I got. Sorry. Not sorry.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Make sure you also support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. Speaking of support, you can also go over to Spotify and become a supporter there, or you can shop our links, Amazon, Disney Store, Garden Grocer, and Kingdom Strollers, which you can find them on diningatdisney.com or in the show notes.
Yes, thank you, Kristen. And you can find us there, Dining at Disney. You can also find me at AlJohnGo on Instagram. You can also find me on another great podcast called Skull Rock Podcast, where we talk about Disney, pop culture, film, animation, the Disney Renaissance, with world-renowned, award-winning author and filmmaker Dave Bossert. You can check out his new books. He's got the brand new 35th anniversary Nightmare Before Christmas behind the scenes book, which I have, that Dave sent me, which is amazing. And then we also have some awesome guests coming up. We just had John Pomeroy on the show. John Pomeroy, of course, legendary animator, producer, known for doing stuff like Atlantis and, you know, Beauty and the Beast and a bunch of different things. So yeah, check that out. And you can also find Kat and her podcast, Eat the Pictures, bite-sized podcast about food, film, and fun everywhere podcasts are found. And you can also check her out on Instagram as well. Her handle is @CAT_ASTROPHE. That's cat underscore astrophe.
Catastrophe. Al John.
I should have stopped while I was ahead.
You should just let me spell.
I should. It's all right. Cat.
Oh, boy. Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, please join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com or on their beautiful app in app stores everywhere. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.